So it's John Gibbons for the Anfield Wrapper with a bit of a special, and it's a special on Adam Lallana, because over the last week or so, we've seen just what Adam Lallana means to so many supporters, coaches, players, professionals and teammates. And I wouldn't say it's necessarily surprised me a little bit, but it's a reminder of the impact that, one man can make, and it's someone who, might not have played as much as he'd liked recently, but certainly his impact on Liverpool since he's been there appears to be a lasting one. So I'm interested to find out why. So I've spoken to a couple of Liverpool supporters a bit later on. But first of all, I'm joined by Mel Reddy, who has been very close to this squad over the past few years, and certainly in Jurgen Klopp's time. And I'm hoping we'll have some insight into why Adam Lallana is so revered at Melwood and Anfield. So first of all, Mel, thanks for joining me in the sun.
It is scorching, properly scorching, so we're trying to make the most of it. I think we're succeeding at the moment.
So, first of all, on Adam then, he seemed genuinely very emotional when he left that interview we did with LFC TV. Most people will have seen at least the clips of it. It's clear, first of all, how much Liverpool meant to him before we get on to what Adam meant to Liverpool.
I think, as a starting point, when we look at footballers, we always assume that joining a big club is just a natural and quite an easy thing to do. But I think if you've had the career trajectory that Lallana had, where, you know, he wasn't getting paid at Bournemouth for a period because they were in financial turmoil, he had to come all the way up through, is from the South Coast, lived on the South Coast, was captain of Southampton, played under Maurizio Pochettino, who absolutely adored him. They still have a very close relationship. Coming to Liverpool, and by the way, after his 2013-14 season, he had the pick of clubs.
Yeah.
Coming to Liverpool was significant for him because he did join with the idea of everything. The club has everything to be special, and he wanted to be part of that in a very significant way on the pitch and off the pitch. Now, when he joined, we were in the post-Luis Suarez world, which was not a very fun place to be in for anyone connected with Liverpool. And I think we tend to forget how many new signings were brought in. There were 8 first team additions, if I'm not mistaken, all like contrasting backgrounds and stuff, trying to come in and settle in. When, by the way, the expectations are still unrelenting because you've just come second, you've missed out on the title by 2 points. Everybody's expecting you to go again, even if there's no logic behind it, because you've lost one of the core reasons why you went so close. And he had a very difficult debut season, but having spoken to people involved at the club at the time, so Brendan, the backroom team then and stuff, even when he was injured or not showing his best on the pitch, off the pitch, he was one of the encouraging voices in the worst of times. He set standards in training from then. But I think he's influence really took hold when Jurgen Klopp came in.